Judge Gillum, magistrates, and you know everybody else we've been working with for the past at least six months or so. This has been an enormous but very rewarding challenge to provide a restored vision of the courthouse district. When we really kind of got started, the idea was, okay, well, you know, can we come in and, you know, do a complete historical restoration on the courthouse? And then vision got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and really ran into a master plan on how we can really bring to life really what we think is the epicenter of the historic district of Hopkinsville, and something very proud for not only Christian County but Hopkinsville as well. I like to kind of use an analogy of like sort of like a treasure hunt, where there's always something new to find, something new to discover through the history of these endeavors. And trust me, there's a lot of history, there's a lot of interesting facts that we've really, really developed. And through this whole process, what we did is kind of focused on, again, this kind of several block square around the courthouse, and really set the tone and the language of what the downtown could eventually expand to, okay, set standards for the development, not only here, but again, extend these standards around the area. And let's see, maybe. I know I've got her in pickle as well. So as we really went through this, then what we focused on is several things. Some challenges of accessibility to the historic courthouse, parking, street transportation issues really along Main Street. We know that traffic is can get very busy, and coming up Main Street. How do we slow that down? How do we control it? How do we actually, let me see. Yes, success. All right, I'll take it. You're a whiz, so I owe you lunch. All right, so again, the area that we're looking at is, again, the main courthouse, which is sort of down center, and what we're calling the old sheriff's building, as well as some of the surrounding spaces. Like I said, accessibility to the historic courthouse. We know that, again, a lot of people will actually park in the service lot and come in through the back of the courthouse. With that, and there's challenges of getting up into the building. The other thing is, again, street application. How do we enliven the courthouse square, make it more event friendly, and public friendly? How do we green up the space, to again bring some warmth, to the area? So with that, we developed several initial kind of concepts, overall concepts. I won't go through these, but looked at what other towns and what other cities are doing, really to get some main ideas of how we're going to do this, as well as, there we go, determining how far the reach is around the courthouse and the square. Also developing, what we want to maintain is visions to the courthouse from the public view, and neighboring facilities. So the other thing that Evan and his team did also is do a series of studies on how parking and the main drive up Main Street really is affected, from beautification to creating several little pocket parks, so to say, without disrupting traffic. We want to be able to slow down traffic, especially in this zone, and how we're proposing to do this. And I'll let Evan get into that. And then really focus on the overall picture and theme. Oh, come on.
Need a battery.
It's a brand new one, but we'll get it to work. There it is. Oop. Let me go. What are you fighting? Evan, I guess we could actually take it from the slide here anyway. The large map that we have over here on this board as well. And I think there's another copy of it in the slide, but
if it makes you feel any better, this probably speaks to the need for electrical and technological upgrades in the courthouse.
Oh, and work through with practice on presenters. If all else fails, we'll just use our folders.
Yes, that's it. So from a site perspective, we really wanted to take in account the entire courthouse block and the surrounding properties and the adjacent streets. One major challenge is we have Main Street, a state highway that comes through right by the courthouse with wide lanes, oversized streets, and it's a one-way drive, so it encourages people to drive fast. And when you're wanting to promote pedestrian activity and safety, we want to slow those things down by utilizing bump outs and narrowing the lanes. So you're still keeping this traffic patterns the same. You still have some parallel parking on the street, but you're encouraging people to slow down, really take in where they are, observe their surroundings, and that creates a better, safer environment for the pedestrians and drivers. So when we zoom into the courthouse block here, we're able to do another thing with a speed table brick paver inlay at the crosswalk. So this helps when people are coming through down on Main Street identify that they're at the courthouse block, and also provides opportunities. So if we're doing a festival or some sort of event, we can shut down Main Street, and then the plaza expands that much bigger and provides a much more open space and still keeps that identity flowing throughout the plaza. One thing I want to bring up is there's already been a lot of great streetscape work throughout the city in the historic district. So we're wanting to maintain those design standards that have been established, so we're not creating a whole new thing. But once we get more internal to the site, we are creating an identity unique to this block. So we're mixing the materials, matching the materials, and creating a cohesive design not only on this block throughout, but that ties into the rest of the downtown historic district. So one idea is to close Court Street, because it's a great opportunity to be able to expand the plaza space, provide some cafe tables and seating areas for adjacent restaurants or the other businesses that might be able to utilize these spaces, and also create a plaza space that can be used for other events on special occasions, but also provide spaces that can be used for everyday use. You know, employees and citizens alike coming to the downtown courthouse area to do business can also hang out and utilize businesses and restaurants. You see a couple perspectives here. We're showing an opportunity to elevate an area and create a stage for music, or have a inflatable TV projector screen for movie nights on the weekends. Just a lot of ideas to bring community, bring the community down to the block and utilize these spaces and enjoy the history. You can see we've got, there's a fountain in there, the existing fountain. We could restore that fountain and keep a lot of these historical elements, the iron furniture, all these historic elements that make this place unique. We can revitalize that and bring in more of that.
One of the things that I thought was interesting is that the space that we're talking about is kind of the elevated space right in front of the building. Right now it's with the concrete retaining wall that's there, the landscape kind of inaccessible to anybody. So we really want to make a lot of these elements a lot more user-friendly, community-friendly, and also take these spaces and really develop a lot of flexibility. Okay, so you can have art fairs for public zones, again, if you want to do farmer's market, or if you want to just do some sort of event there, it really expands the use of this whole area, not only the corner, but Court Street as well. And also by making some of the changes with paving along Main Street, the idea is using kind of tactile material that once it hits it, they all, sort of the old rumble strips, as soon as you get it, like, oh, wait a minute, something's going on here, I might need to slow down, visual cues, those kind of things. The other thing is, Evan was saying, what we're going to do, the expansion of the sidewalks, it can become, an extension of the businesses that are right there. So if you have a little, cafe or shop, we encourage them to come out and sit on a set of tables and umbrellas during nice events. And again, really just trying to add more green space, more trees to really kind of grow this entire area.
Yeah, so this is an enlargement of the Weber Street behind the courthouse. There's the Chapel of Love building there where people go to get married. So the idea would be to, as a potential revenue stream, to be able to have an event space there behind these historic buildings that is connected to the Chapel of Love. And it's a formal garden that's surrounded by a wrought iron fence, and it's elevated from Riverfront Drive. And so we have create that space that people will be able to use for special events, parties, banquets, but also weddings and events like that. We're also extending pavers, brick pavers and concrete pavers throughout this to really bring the material palette up to a more elevated state, to really tie in with the significance of the structure, the architectural structures in this area.
As part of this redevelopment and restructuring of Weber Street, what's actually going to happen is it's really going to become a limited access street. You can still get it off, get access really off of 7th Street. But the idea is that you kind of come in this way and then access the parking, which is directly adjacent to the Chapel of Love and these other spaces here. The opposite side that is right behind the Alhambra, will actually be dedicated to a service area for the Alhambra, be able to bring stage sets and those kind of things, in there. So it's going to kind of reduce traffic. It will also help access between the new, what we're going to talk about here in a minute, the new parking garage that we're also going to be put in. But it also is going to limit, the amount of cross traffic back in there, where we're supposed to have a lot of pedestrian traffic in from this back area here actually to Main Street as part of those new redevelopments. We think that's really going to help access all of this, almost like a simple walking streetscape.
Yeah, and connecting to Riverfront Park for the, we got the summer salutes and those festivals. We want to be able to expand the limits of that festival and create a good link between the 7th Street corridor into this property. So you have those views you can really see when you come across 7th Street Bridge, the courthouse, and into this site. So creating those pavement materials and vertical elements that help identify this corridor, just draws people in and creates a cohesive link. And so these are some views of the rear garden, the formal garden idea behind the Chapel of Love.
Yeah. And the other thing is, even though we're kind of focusing around the chapel, we want this to also be an independent rentable space, so you can have a private party or some sort of reception. You know, so again, trying to make all of these areas as multi-use as possible, so not just kind of narrow focus, broad focus on how these spaces can be used. I think by making these spaces, you know, a lot more multi-purpose, you know, it really brings community, you know, down to this area to say, hey, you know, we have this corporate adventure, we have this outing, you know, whether public, private, you know, really kind of doesn't matter. And then when you're looking at a couple of these, you know, design, you know, if somebody wanted to have an outdoor wedding, you set that up there. So again, it's just kind of, you know, broadening the thing of how these spaces can be really used and really activated.
These are views. The top left one there is, you know, the approach from Alhambra Theater. So we're showing a little bit of tweaking the stairs and ramp down to that area. We know there's some memorials and donor pavers throughout this courthouse block that would need to go back in. So that's very doable, and create these special spots for those things where people have been honored or dedicated time and resources to these projects in the past. But whenever we add that parking structure, there's proposed the alleyway between the buildings, it's going to bring in more people, more foot traffic. So we're trying to open that up, declutter it a little bit, so allow more pedestrian flow.
So at this point, I want to kind of switch from, you know, the overall master plan and really focus on some of the buildings and some of the infrastructure of what we're going to do. So the first one, I'm going to kind of talk about the long range vision of the renovation and restoration of the courthouse. This plan actually kind of looks as we kind of go up, so it's sort of starting at the ground level of both buildings, you know, and working our way up. So on the left-hand side of here is the footprint of the existing courthouse. On the right-hand side, the grayed out piece is the Alhambra, and then the right-hand side is the, I'm going to knock this thing over because I talk too much with my hands, is the old sheriff's office. So everywhere you see kind of a color infill, that's an area that we are going to be touching. And I'll explain what we're going to do to the lower level, which is really kind of minimal. But what happens on this level, which is what we're considering the first floor of the courthouse view. So you don't want to ignore the fact that the majority of the patrons who are coming to either the courthouse or coming from the existing surface lot back here to, you know, through the alleyway in between the courthouse and the Alhambra, is really a main thoroughfare. So in order to solve the issues of accessibility, all right, kind of tucked up here in the corner of this view is going to be the proposed new parking structure, and I'll get into some more details about that. But the intent is to actually create an elevated walkway from the parking structure directly over to the main floor courthouse. So that literally, if you were parking back here, you can simply walk. There's very almost no elevation change between the main floor of the parking structure and the back of the courthouse. That completely eliminates, you know, people when they're coming in to the back of the courthouse to kind of go upstairs or go downstairs, which, you know, it was an accessibility issue, potentially trying to eliminate that. The other thing is there's actually a secondary path from the parking structure because there's, you know, probably about 3.5 feet of elevation change between these levels. So we want to make sure that if you're parking out here in the parking structure, you can actually come out and walk through the refurbished alley that we're going to be doing. Again, it's
accessibility really is going to be a big improvement for what we're going to be doing now. On the main floor, literally what we're going to do is actually kind of refurbish and kind of retool the main level, making all the offices and clerk spaces a little bit more user-friendly. This major central corridor kind of limits what we're able to do, but again, improve the flow and the accessibility to all of these areas. On the second floor, which is the floor over here, the intent is we're going to do a complete restoration of the original courtroom that we're in now. Okay, take out the acoustic ceilings that you see here. Many probably don't know that the original 10 ceilings are actually here. Okay, some of them are kind of out of their old and things like that, but again, it's going to be part of this restoration. These walls that you see here, which are modern, are all going to go away. We want to re-expose the original upper gallery as part of this, and again, bring this back as close to original as we can. Over on the Sheriff's Department, or Sheriff's Building, at least on this level, whether it be the county attorney is, we're going to be reworking and reorganizing their offices. The other thing that we are also proposing is to rework the accessibility and the access from the street level to all the other floors. So you go in there, that corridor is very, very tight, and it's too tight for wheelchairs. The elevator is actually non-ADA compliant. So we're going to propose to actually remove the old elevator, put in a new ADA compliant, and new stairs, code compliant stairs, and reorganize that and restore that building as well. And then again on this level, so the section here is actually the original limits of the original upper balcony. So we want to bring that back. So to give you an idea, the other challenge that we've been asked to do is to actually bring back the clock tower. Okay. Through our research, there's actually been two clock tower designs. One up right, which is a photograph in the early 1900s, which shows a very tall octagonal clock tower, which was quickly removed at some point, and then a more traditional one, which kind of feels a little bit more architecturally appropriate to the design of the building. At this point, again, at some point, it was decided to take that one down. The idea of the new clock tower is actually kind of a marriage of the two designs. That is very, very appropriate to these two renderings here, which really takes the base of the last clock tower that was here, and marries the upper portion of the clock tower together. So kind of paying homage to both designs, proportionally scaled correctly, to match the architecture of the existing building. And then these drawings, these renderings, give you a little bit of an insight of a couple of photographs, again, kind of playing history sleuth view. Some local historians actually found a couple of photographs of the inside of the courtroom, okay, which helped us tremendously. One of the interesting things we discovered is the four columns that you see here, they are not original. They were actually added to support part of the main heavy timber trusses that are up in the attic. Depending on a little bit more design engineering and study, reinforce the trusses, possibly be able to get rid of these columns here. We would love to do that. More time, some more exploration, but this kind of gives you a sense of where we're trying to take the restoration of the actual floor. And down on the first floor, we also want to bring back some of the original architectural history. Again, elevate to what the experience of actually coming in into the courthouse and into the public spaces are. So again, these are some simple designs that we've kind of come up with. Yeah. It takes some time to kind of work out all the little details, but the intent again is to, you know, and bring everything back to flat to the original. So on this screen, what we have is the concept for the new parking garage. And the parking garage really kind of developed itself out of the need to, again, create that connector, you know, between, you know, the major parking, which again is back, you know, off of River Street, solve that problem. But the other problem that we know of is lack of parking. You know, when you have big events for either a downtown event or the Alhambra, you know, has a big, you know, event, you're actually kind of short on, you know, on parking. So by adding structure, we think is really, really going to help, you know, all of those conditions. So this is actually the lower level. We're going to have two entrances to the parking garage, one directly off of Fifth Street where you come in, and it just kind of takes you sort of down half a level. And then the primary one, which will be directly accessed off of River Street, and again, traditionally kind of winding up. In the end, we're going to have about two and a half levels of parking in a new parking structure. Right now, we're estimating about 144 new parking spaces. The other advantage, again, it's kind of hitting at is accessibility. You know, in here between, you know, again, this zone and the alley and the back of the courthouse. So in this zone here is we have two public stairs, which we have to have. We're also going to have a multi-sided elevator. Okay, so again, it will be, no, it doesn't matter where you're at, whether you're on the lower level or top level, then we'll be able to get to all of those accessible locations. So if you're coming to the courthouse, you will actually come in to this upper level again directly into the new back entrance of the courthouse, or down on this level here. That would take you ground level to the alleyway in 20. So this drawing here actually shows the composite of the entire downtown district with adding the new parking structure. We had lots of talks with Judge Gillum and the other magistrates. Like, we don't want this to look like a traditional concrete, you know, parking garage. It's like, you know, it doesn't fit in. You know, we want to keep the character of, you know, downtown Hopkinsville. You know, and how does it look and how does it blend in? So as we're going through here, we kind of developed a streetscape front for all of the facades of the parking garage. The other thing that we're also talking about is, I don't want to say future-proof, but allowing the parking structure in the future. If we had to add this, you know, we could actually add more parking levels to that. So the design would be, you know, being able to handle at least, you know, one or maybe two more levels up above that, you know, sometime in the future. Again, several different views. The one on the lower section here is a concept view of the walkway between the courthouse and the main level of the parking structure. Here's a couple of actual access views from the parking structure into the main identifier of circulation. In the upper right hand corner, you can kind of see down over here. So again, you're coming to that accessible level of the in between the alley, you actually go out the backside of the elevator and come straight in. So eliminates stairs, eliminates ramps as much as we possibly can. Again, more streetscapes. The one down on the bottom is what you'll kind of see from Weber Street, and then Fifth Street. You can see the entrance over at this point.
lot of information, you know, but again, 6 or 7 months worth of work to get to this point. We do have some more work to kind of finish, you know, wrapping up. You know, we're actually getting environmental assessments of all the buildings to try to find where we're at. We actually have some very positive news on that front, working and finalizing budgets, which we'll have here in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, we're really excited, you know, and honored to actually be working with Hopkinsville and the committee. So, sorry for the technical difficulties.
No, you're good. But
there we go.
You're good.
Thank you.
Tim, I appreciate it. Does anyone have any questions or comments for Tim?
I don't have any questions. I just want to kind of explain what we're doing here as far as this master plan. Squire Barnett has worked hard on this. We've been seeking out different money, state money, federal money, to try to do this project. When every time we would go to them, they'd want to know, well, what are you going to do? So that's the reasoning behind this master plan. This master plan is now when we go and we try to fund this thing. And so this is step one of a major project, but the whole point behind this master plan is to be able to go out and find funding for it.
Yeah, to follow up on that, we've had all of our federal representatives, you know, senators, state representatives of area, they've all been here, they've toured the courthouse, they've looked at, you know, the annex building, they've seen some of our issues we've had here. Our state guys have been through here. And as Philip says, when they come in, they said, well, what's your vision? What's your plan? Well, we can paint a verbal picture all we want to, but that doesn't get us any money to spend. With this in hand, along with cost estimates, we can go back to those guys and say, this is what we want to do. What can we do with you guys to get us funding to move this forward? It may be in phases. It may be one lump sum. Hopefully, we can find, you know, some money out there to do it all at once. But if we can't, we can at least phase this and start building the phases and have a plan for the next 10, 15 years, whatever it takes to get us there, to get this vision in reality.
And I think space utilization, too, they'll be able to provide us to make sure we're being very efficient in the taxpayers' space. I think there's some wasted space now, and we want to certainly correct that, and I think this will also allow that. You know, the unique thing, too, is the opportunity for tax credits, having being able to leverage that as a piece of the funding mechanism, I think is a positive thing, along with, like Squire Barnett and Peterson said, to be able to go after some historical dollars that's going to allow us to make this come into fruition, whether it's phased or whether it's a big project. So we certainly wanted to make sure that, and of course we've had some meetings with some stakeholders, and appreciate Tim and his group coming in. We had a kind of a session there at the Alhambra upstairs in the lounge that kind of showed neighboring folks in the area, some developers and some business owners come in and be able to see some of this too and get input from them. So I think that was vitally important too to the overall plan and moving forward.
Yeah, just one more thing. I know we're talking about Court Street closing it off. At this point, Court Street, even though we redo it, it'll still be a public street. We can close it off for special events if we wanted to, then move the tables and stuff out there. But before we could actually close the street off, there's a lot of hoops you got to go through and talk to the adjoining property owners, et cetera, to actually close it off. And they may or may not be interested in doing that. But irregardless, if we don't close it off permanently, we'll still redo it, and then still, you know, cars can go up and down it. But ideally, we would like to close it off. But if we don't, we can still utilize it for special events.
Good deal. Anybody else?
I just want to commend them when we were in Louisville of the meeting that we had. Thank you all very much.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Yeah. Good deal. Tim, appreciate you all being here. Appreciate you all making this presentation. I think maybe the media may have some questions for you guys, too. With that, we'll continue on with our rest of our business for today.